Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, the latest WASDE report has come out. So tell us the update.
You know, a lot of traders were looking to see how USDA would handle these corn, soybean, and in fact, cotton yield discussions here after so many problems here in the Western Plains. And now, as far as discussions on corn, USDA did lightly lower the export or the yield numbers from 177 last month to now 175.4. Stocks dropping to now under 1.4 billion, and a lot of traders still suggest there's a few more yield declines in the weeks ahead. Soybean numbers, though, today were a bit of a stickler for us. USDA raised yields now over trend to 51.9 bushels an acre. On top of that, their stocks numbers now 245 million bushels. These would imply it's a little tough to hold this $14 plus price if the trade believed it. But a lot of traders suggest maybe a little weakness in these soybean yield numbers in the weeks ahead here. Wheat side of things for today's discussion, really minor change in production. USDA did add a little bit to the spring wheat total, but brought the all wheat number only 2 million bushels higher than last month. Biggest prize for us on the wheat was actually the increase in wheat export sales this morning, despite the fact we're still troubled enough to actually not even hit their prior estimate here. And certainly a lot of people were focused probably as cotton as a superstar report here. USDA did recognize both problems with harvest acres as well as yields and certainly brought these stock numbers down to quite low levels here with limit of trade here post for futures.
Well, I know you mentioned this just a little bit, but we know with the drought and the weather that yields are still at risk. So how much of that did we actually see?
You know, we did see some numbers being recognized by USDA, and I think we have to recognize they did a partial job on corn. A lot of people will question the soybean numbers. Maybe they'll soften in the next month or two. I don't think anybody has any real major arguments with their current production totals. The question for us on this report was probably really with this discussion on cotton and USDA bringing this yield number down from 870 per acre, but now down to 846. This puts them right in line with the past two moderately troubled years. So they did recognize at least a good portion of the cotton question here.
On soybeans, there's such a strong demand right now. Do you think supplies for soybeans are going to stay tight?
In the big picture, we do, at least for the next few weeks. We've got to see how well this planting for South America goes. And remember, we're still talking about like 2 to 4% higher plantings in October, but there's still questions about the yield issue with this winter, with La Nina still set to last through December, January. So I think the tight soybean story is still with us. Certain on the demand side, you can argue that there will be good interest, especially with our good new crop booking so far.
Well, did we see any weather affect wheat numbers since it's not only dry here, but we're also knowing it's dry in Europe and other places?
You know, I think on the wheat discussion, at least for the U.S. market, USDA has kind of put a stamp on the issue here right now. And they said we're going to recognize some of the problems here for the Southern Plains, but perhaps the dryness came a little too late to really hit the yields as much as people were expecting. So I think on the wheat side, at least for right now, USDA has put the stamp on these U.S. numbers. What we will point out, though, is as far as the world discussion here, you know, they did trim up a few of our competitors. And I got to point out that that was more than offset, though, by concerns with this Russian crop. 81.5 million tons last month, now 88. A lot of the private trade still thinks there's more to go, 91 to 95.
Well, and you mentioned that we saw some higher wheat production numbers. Is it just mainly due to Russia?
You know, for the most part, it was. And keep in mind, we did see the there's a small offset, a higher number for China as well, a little bit higher here for Australia as well. But India was lowered by 3 million tons, and a few others took off 1, 2, or 3 million tons here or there. So yes, the story for the wheat side was a production increase, and there will be another one here next month, but we're not quite hitting the large levels that people expected to see.
I also saw where USDA adjusted some demand for several uses of wheat. So what does that kind of mean in the grand scheme of things?
You know, and that's definitely a lot of questions here for us. Now, on the U.S. side, one thing I will point out is they did raise a little bit for the food use, which is reasonable given a slightly rebounding supply picture. I do have a question about their export number for the U.S. specifically. To hit this goal, we need to see Wheat export sales improved to minus 11% from average. The problem is recent weeks have been running about minus 19%. So I think USDA is a little optimistic, at least as far as the U.S. export goal. One thing we can certainly look at, though, is the fact that a lot of this world export story is still going to be relatively tight. They didn't really push much for the Ukraine export increase, only 1 million ton compared with last month's estimate.
Well, and it sounds like we had a pretty good report for cattle. So let's talk about the livestock.
Certainly right. And, you know, one thing we've had a lot of concern with USDA's numbers as far as the beef side is they've just been so dramatically low as far as supply estimates. And it's kind of rare for USDA to be the most bullish of the beef supply argument here. Now, last month, they had minus 5% for fourth quarter beef production, minus 7 for first quarter, and minus 10% year over year for the second quarter. Those were revised just a little bit. Now minus 5 to minus 8% for those three quarters. So I will say USDA is still giving us a quite bullish look that a lot of us on the private side might not have a completely in store for the beef side here.
How do the pork numbers look?
And overall for the pork, you know, USDA really didn't make too many changes as far as the balance sheet production numbers here on today's report. And also of interest, they really didn't change too much on the export or import discussion as we go into 2023. And a lot of us are questioning these 2023 production numbers, especially as we've seen just a few weeks in recent weeks of maybe a little lower than expected production showing up at the front door here.
Well, you mentioned that cotton had a pretty superstar report. So give us a few more details on the cotton report.
Sure. So as far as the cotton discussion, you know, we've had discussions about both lower acres and lower harvested acres specifically, as well as discussions of lower yields at the exact same time. And USDA did give the bulls what they wanted to see right now. And in fact, with this decline in harvested, almost 1.4 million acres, they're sitting with a percent harvested. So they're going to plant 12.5, but only harvest 7.1. This is a discussion of a 53% harvested rate or 57% harvested rate, very, very low. So USDA finally recognized the acreage argument in this report. And, you know, they also did hit the yield side a little bit here, dropping in this case 846 million bushels. That's the lowest yield in 2 years. So USDA really satisfied some of the bull arguments for cotton specifically today.
And you mentioned it's a big day in trading markets for cotton as they limit up.
Certainly right here. And a lot of people really got excited about this. And we'll see if cotton leads the rest of the crop complex higher or lower or not. But certainly for the cotton side by itself, we've got another jump coming in next week as well.
All right, Rich Nelson at Allendale. Thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you.